I said a boom chick a boom.
Said a boom chick a boom.
I said a boom chick a boom.
Said a boom chick a boom.
I said a boom chick a rock a chick.
Lucy Brown is head of performing arts at the Croxteth Communiversity, a centre set up and run by local community activists. They've just taken charge of the neighbouring gym, where Lucy is holding a drama class. She's seen a lot of projects come through this part of Liverpool, but she's not sure they're always a good thing.
So a lot of the projects come and use the kids of Croxteth for output numbers and user numbers, and it's not right really, because they'll come and do a project and that's it, they're gone, and there's no follow-up and no feedback, no evaluation and no return to the area to see if it had an impact.
Two of the girls in her class today, Ashley aged 14 and Molly who's 11, agree.
You might see them for like a week or so, and then you'll come back in like the next day and like, oh no, they've gone now, that's it.
There was like a club on in the sports centre a couple of months ago, and then it was like about art and all things like that, and then it was only on for about 2 weeks and then you never come back again.
A lot of organisations who are applying for funding to do work with young people, they know if they put out their working in Croxteth down and working with the at-risk young people that they're going to get that money, especially since what happened with Rhys Jones.
If you know the people and they're from the local community, then it helps you, because like, you feel more fitted in. But if there's people from the outside, they sometimes look at you in a different way and you feel a bit nervous sometimes. But
what do you mean they look at you in a different way?
They like look as if we're all just about like guns and stuff, and like we're not. We're just like, we just want to get on with stuff.
Right, this is basically, it's a giant map that we've done of an area of North Liverpool. Running bang through the middle of it is a cycle track, because recently we've been doing a project to do with how a local community feels about their cycle track and how they want it to be.
Neil Winterburn is an artist working in North Liverpool. There's a lot of projects around, especially in North Liverpool at the moment. Do you have concerns about the usefulness of some of these projects?
Sometimes, yeah, definitely. Having worked as a youth worker for about 8 years as well in the city, I've seen it from the other side, really. So there's times when I've seen people come in who might be quite good artists, but I've got no experience working with young people. There's always a bit of an ethical dilemma there, I think, and there's always almost a bit of guilt of like, God, I'm getting paid quite a lot of money to do this. Because of that, I end up putting ridiculous amounts of hours to make sure the projects work and make sure that they're grounded and that the relationships are right with the people you're working with too. I think when it works, it's when there's a bit of a discussion before the project about what either the young people or the local people are needing there and interested in, and when the artist that goes in does something that's responsive to the area and to the people. You know, instead of kind of going, oh yeah, I'm an artist that works with wicker and I make giant wicker men. Right, I'm going to come into your community and we're all going to make giant wicker men. Brilliant.
Sometimes when I think about these projects, I've got this image of a load of young kids running round North Liverpool with a load of artists chasing after them, asking them what they want for their area.
I think there's a sense, both in schools and in community work, where there's a lot of kids now are feeling kind of consulted to death, and they kind of know a lot of the time people are going to ask them, what do you want, and not actually come back and deliver it, I think.
Some people will come to ask her, like, theatre groups, and they'll ask us to do stuff about, like, gun crime and, like, what we think's wrong. They think we're just going to know straight away what to do, but we don't, because, like, it's not us that, like, do gun crime. You get asked questions, what should we do to change, and, like, I don't know, so, because I'm only, like, 11, and, like, sometimes in our school, the kids get us younger than us, and, like, sometimes they're about 8 or 9, they don't have nothing to do with it, and you're like, oh, you're stupid, you're asking them that.
So, we presume every child in Croxteth knows about gun crime, is it aware of gun crime, is involved with gun crime, and 95% of the people in Croxteth aren't involved with anything to do with gun crime, but they just presume that everyone knows about it, don't they?
Yeah.
And what are we going to do when these kids at age 11 are meant to come up with the solutions to change the whole world's view on gun crime? It's a bit ridiculous, really.
Friends of mine coined the phrase poverty pimps. Where there are issues, where there are problems, you'll generally get people all over the place trying to, you know, make an easy few bob out of it by pretending that they've got some solutions to it.
So you tell them to clear off?
Yep, words similar to that, yeah.
Phil Nibb is in charge of Croxteth's Communiversity. He's been working in Liverpool as a community activist for 25 years.
There's money coming from loads of different sources, loads of different government sources, loads of local authority sources, some from charitable, you know, organisations, but it's all project. In fact, it's like a bit of a shock in itself, you know what I mean? It's just, it's where it lands. There's no strategy, there's no longevity. You don't get invested in.
Trailblazers.
great idea involving the local community in fighting crime vanished. We did the Street Crime Initiative. Couple of years funding, extra bobbies, extra work, vanished. This knife crime initiative, what you see now is an increase in the number of young people carrying knives.
Flo Klukas, deputy leader at Liverpool City Council, is frustrated too with the short-term nature of central government projects.
This is a real problem, and it's one that every council in the country is facing. We're told by government, well, there is an issue over gun crime, or there's an issue over street crime. Here's some money, go and sort it out. So we get the money's bid for, it's spent. At the end of that period of time, what happens then? What we really need is a little bit of stability. We need all the initiatives actually to be clear and focused, and we don't need lots of little pots of money, for goodness sake. Give us some cash we can work with long term, whether it's us or the police or the fire service. Let's work on doing something positive over the long term rather than a quick fix, quick headline and move on.
Whilst everybody scrabbles around for money in the gun and knife crime pot, perhaps the children in Croxteth just want to do the things that children do.
Would you quite like to do plays or be involved in plays that didn't have anything to do with crime, really?
Yeah, it's just, like, sometimes fun to do, like, plays where, like Hairspray and stuff, Bugsy Malone. It's good to, like, do Bugsy Malone because, like, it's back in, like years ago, so it's quite good sometimes.
Uh-huh. All right. One more time. And this...